This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Ukraine's President Zelensky says he's ready to talk with the invading Russians about a deal. The AP's Mike Grassi has got this.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's ready to discuss a deal with Russia that would include a commitment from Ukraine not to seek NATO membership in exchange for a ceasefire. In a late-night interview with Ukrainian television channels, Zelensky said it's a compromise for everyone, for the West, which doesn't know what to do with us with regard to NATO, for Ukraine, which wants security guarantees, and for Russia, which doesn't want further NATO expansion. Zelensky repeated his desire to have direct talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
What Moscow wants most right now is to take Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, says Britain. Resistance from the Ukrainians has kept the Russians about 15 miles from the center of the city. Today, the first black woman nominated to the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, begins answering senators' questions. It's day two of her confirmation hearings. AP correspondent Mark Sherman's in Washington.
Some Republicans made clear that they were going to ask her some pretty pointed questions over the next 2 days, really focused probably mostly on her record on criminal matters, both as a judge for the past 9 years. And before that, she served on the U.S. Sentencing Commission and as an assistant in, federal public defender.
A storm system that battered parts of Texas is drifting into Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Forecasters say some areas like Baton Rouge and Jackson, Mississippi, could see strong tornadoes. 4 people in Texas were injured in this storm already, and a school northwest of Fort Worth got torn up. Rescuers have been searching but have found no survivors in the wreckage of a China Eastern plane carrying 132 people that crashed in China. This is AP News. Talk show host Maury Povich is retiring. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta's got this.
Maury Povich says in a statement he's proud of The Maury Show, but as he occasionally tells his guests, enough already. The last original episodes of Maury will air in September after 31 years on the air. Povich's show was famous for lie detector tests to reveal cheating spouses and DNA tests to settle paternity questions. Povich, who is 83, started in local news before anchoring A Current Affair starting in 1986 and The Maury Povich Show in 1991. According to NBC, Povich will use his retirement to spend more time on the golf course. I'm Archie Zarletta.
The body of Republican Congressman Don Young of Alaska will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol on March 29th. Congressman Young was 88. His office announced his death on Friday night. He was first elected to the House in 1973. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.